80s, 90s, 2K, and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. If you've been thinking about making upgrades to your car audio system, maybe you want to add some TV screens to the back seat for the kiddos so that when you're on a road trip, the kiddos can watch a movie. Or maybe you want to add a subwoofer. Maybe you want your car to thump. Patterson's Audio and Video has a huge selection of state-of-the-art car audio equipment. In fact, they're going to find a system that is perfect for you and your vehicle. Learn more today when you stop by Patterson's Audio and Video. They're on Main across the street from the Birdie Skate Park, or very easy, give them a call, 208-678-6997. Joined again by Executive Director Cheryl Viola of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. Of course, last hour we were talking about content marketing. If you missed that segment, Cheryl has a fantastic blog posted at visitjeromeidaho.com. And I want to remind you again that that webinar coming up in June could really be beneficial to you if you're a business owner or if you're an employee trying to benefit the business you work for. Again, get more information on that at visitjeromeidaho.com. This week, Cheryl, we're congratulating caregivers as our industry of the week is assisted living. And boy, what a good time it is for that.
Oh, my goodness. So before we talk a little bit more of that, I want to do an unsolicited shout out to Patterson Audio when you mentioned in the radio clip about a long road trip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so my middle child was horrific when it came to road trips.
Uh-huh.
Oh, when he was a baby, he hated being in his car seat. Even as a brand newborn, he hated being backwards. You flip him forward. So we were moving from Ohio to Idaho, to Pocatello, actually.
That's a drive.
And I absolutely refused to take a 3,000-mile drive with two toddlers, essentially.
That would be a little much.
Without having an audio thing. And so at the last minute, I invested in those the DVD players for the vehicle.
It was a lifesaver, wasn't
it? Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
when we take road trips to Wyoming or to North Dakota, my son has a tablet, and it's connected to the Verizon wireless account, so he can watch Netflix and things like that. I don't know what our parents did back in the day.
Oh.
There's only so much road bingo you can play before the kid starts to go crazy.
My kids knew the only time those DVD players came out was when we made long road trips.
Road trips, yeah.
But anyways, so definitely if you have a child like I had one, they are definitely worth the investment. Anyways, completely off topic, but now back to our industry of the week. As you know, during this whole quarantine thing, we've had to change the way we've done business of the week, and we've had to change it to industry. So we want to do a huge shout out to the caregivers, and those are the ones in the assisted living, in the seniors' homes, the CNAs, the food services, the custodial, the administrators who have been dealing with this whole shut-in where the seniors haven't been able to see their loved ones because nobody's been allowed in.
And that's still the case, even in stage one, and I believe that continues through stage two and maybe even stage three.
Yeah.
You know, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, things like that, they are
high risk
hot spots for this COVID infection. I mean, if it gets into a nursing home, it can affect so many people because everybody there is so vulnerable.
Yeah, and so this is to anybody who works in any of those homes in the Magic Valley, but a special shout out to our chamber member, Ashley Manor. Mm-hmm. But for anybody, so, you know, find the post on social media, like, comment, and share. Give these people an extra, you know, shout of appreciation and love because they had definitely been, you know, on the front lines helping out with these seniors. So thank you so much for all the work that you've done.
They have had to go above and beyond for sure. So if you have a caregiver facility or a nursing home or assisted living facility in your world, make sure you spend a little extra time today going to their Facebook page, thanking them for what they've done, thanking them for taking care of whoever it is that you know who's in their facility. We mentioned here a little while ago that we are in stage one of rebounding Idaho and reopening the state. And this goes through May 15th, and then I believe stage two is May 16th, right?
May 16th, stage two opens up on the condition
That there's no rapid growth.
So businesses that are not open right now are preparing for stage two. And if you go to the visitjeromeidaho.com website, right on the homepage, there is a quick little guide for businesses to help prepare you for that, that you can take a look at. It's got tips in there and things that you need to think about as you prepare to reopen. Of course, one of the industries that is preparing to reopen that have been completely shut down is the hair salons and barbershops.
Yeah.
Right.
And gyms and recreation facilities and things like that.
So, you know, definitely we've got these different tools on our website. And of course, for the phases and the guidelines, instead of reinventing the wheel, I direct everybody directly to the rebound.idaho.gov website, where they have it all outlined as to exactly what the next phase is, even how many people can get together. I think phase two is 10 people or less, but you still have to have social distancing. So if you have any of those type of questions, you need to go to the reboundidaho.gov, and we're going to continue to work together so that we can rebound Idaho and get our economy back.
Again, if you want that link, you want that list, Cheryl's got all of that and more, and a recap of our chat this morning about content marketing posted on the website. www.visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com. Cheryl, have a fantastic rest of your week. Again, it's great to see you again, and I look forward to continuing the reopening of the state of Idaho.
Absolutely. Take care, Brock.